If a man in his final days had something to say to you, would you listen? Someone facing death's door definitely has an eternal perspective like no other, so you hang on every word. The Apostle Paul knew he was likely in his final days as he was being held in a deep, dark Roman prison. His life was an epic adventure, to say the least. He met Jesus and never looked back to who he once was. In his second letter to his protege, Timothy, he writes these words, 2 Timothy 4:1. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. Paul is passing the baton he has carried in his race on to Timothy. The entire letter of 2 Timothy is a quick read, so discover more of it for yourself. But I wanted to highlight the charge Paul gives the young pastor Timothy. I believe it's a baton we can carry ourselves when it comes to being ready to share the gospel with those around us. Paul urges Timothy to be prepared in season and out of season. When I hear those words, I immediately think about my hunting friends out in the woods when it's deer season or duck season. We see all the dead animal pictures on social media. They ready themselves for the hunt. They prepare days, even weeks ahead, knowing where they will be and getting what they will need for the season. The Greek word translated to prepare comes from the word stand. So it's with a sense of urgency even to take a stand, get ready, prepare yourself, and pay attention as you watch. From what I hear, when a hunter is out in the woods, you must have your full attention on the hunt. You watch and wait for the time to take a shot. Part of Paul's final charge to Timothy was to always be ready. Are we ready? Are we prepared with the truth of the gospel? If someone around us is hurting and needing the hope we profess to hold dear and believe, do we stand ready to share it? We should be ready and watchful for opportunities that come our way. We forget God is on the move and at work all around us. Be watchful and join Him where you see He is at work. Be prepared to lovingly and gently lead people to the truth. Paul also tells Timothy when to be prepared. He uses the phrase in season and out of season. Just like there's a time and season to hunt, there's a time and season to not. In the same way, there are appropriate times to share and other times not. Have you ever heard the phrase, read the room? Well, I also listen to the Spirit when it comes to sharing my faith. So often, we are too quick to speak. Maybe someone you meet simply needs you to listen. Sometimes they may just need a friend to be there with them during a rough time. Ask the Lord to lead you to the right time to share. As you prepare yourself and stand watch for the time, God will guide you in season to do so, and He will give you the words to speak. That's the truth. So what can we do today? Get ready. Prepare yourself. The season and time someone needs the love of Jesus from you may be right around the corner. I'm Lori Klein.